A unique new partnership has been born in Cincinnati's classical music education for underserved youth. The Ben Carlson Burns Scholarship Fund, Concert Nova, and Activities Beyond the Classroom have joined forces, each with a unique angle on helping disadvantaged young musicians pursue their love of and the study of classical music. I'm Elaine Deal. Tonight on Around Cincinnati, my guests are Susan Carlson with the Carlson Burns Scholarship Fund, Ixie Chen from Concert Nova, and Brian Leshner from Activities Beyond the Classroom. Welcome to WVXU.
Thank you. Thank you.
Susan, tell us about Ben.
Well, Ben was a classical music lover. He was definitely a guy's guy, and he was enthusiastic about classical music and all kinds of music. He was a classical pianist. He decided in high school that, hey, why aren't kids that are in the inner city also interested in classical music? So he started a little day camp at the Arts Consortium, which was an arts organization in downtown that served the inner city. And he started a little day camp to play classical music for the kids. And then he got them all excited and he said, hey, we got to get pianos for them because I'm going to teach them piano lessons. And then we started trying to shove pianos into third floor walk-ups and all kinds of things. So he unfortunately passed away in a climbing accident at age 19 in 2002. And in 2004, we established the Ben Carlson Burns Scholarship in his memory.
He sounds like such a remarkably developed young man to not only love this music on his own, but to be able to see the need for it to reach other young people and some of the hurdles that come in the way of a young person pursuing a love of classical music. The Scholarship Fund has collaborated with Concert Nova. Ixie Chen is here from Concert Nova. Good evening. Glad to see you here at WVXU. And how long have you been working with Susan?
We have just begun our partnership this year. We, in Concert Nova, have been expanding our programs beyond the stage to include college-age, pre-professional young musicians, as well as young people in the classroom.
I love what it says on your website that Concert Nova is Cincinnati's music lab and chamber music playground.
Exactly. As a symphony musician, we live a life that's entirely different than what we might be able to do in a more intimate situation in the community. So as artist citizens of Cincinnati, this is a way that we feel like we could reach more into the crevices of the community and impact people who have a love for classical music and draw them out and bring them into more of what the Cincinnati scene, classical music scene, can offer.
Did Concert Nova develop because of a desire to perform works that maybe the symphony wouldn't be able to get around to?
Exactly, exactly. We're a chamber group that sometimes is as small as, well, we did a concert of solos just last month. But we also have done concerts of Frank Zappa, which calls for a 30-piece chamber orchestra. Mm-hmm. So anywhere in between, works that seldom see the stage. For instance, Elamore Brujo by Defaya, who wrote this chamber ballet for 15 instruments. And you can't really hear it in its original form very often.
Ixie Chen from Concert Nova is with us tonight, as well as Brian Leshner from Activities Beyond the Classroom. And welcome, Brian. What is ABC?
Thank you for having me here today. ABC, Activities Beyond the Classroom, is a nonprofit. It's a 501c3 whose mission is to increase and enhance extracurricular opportunities for students in the Cincinnati Public School District.
So I'm seeing how all of this makes complete sense. But how did the three of you actually get together, Brian?
Well, ABC is a long story. We started about 12 years ago now, and our initial mission was mostly 7th through 12th grade athletics, but we grew past that rather quickly into all extracurriculars. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the arts are an important part of extracurriculars. One of the things that developed, because most schools in the Cincinnati Public School District do not have a parent-teacher association or particularly a booster club. So when you raise money, ABC became the conduit for that. So we're the fiduciary agent for over 150 funds. And we were approached by Susan to manage this fund for her. And it's a way to bring community money through the Ben Carlson Byrne Scholarship Fund into ABC to apply that money for piano lessons, in particular for kids in the Cincinnati Public School District.
We needed also an artistic partner, and Concert Nova fit that perfectly for us, since they are interested in going into those places where classical music hasn't yet gone, but needs to go. Not only needs to go there, but what really impresses me is that they go there in such an enthusiastic and creative way.
Let me back up a bit and talk about our Next Generation program, which was started with the focus for pre-professional young musicians who are getting music degrees, performance mm-hmm. degrees in music, knowing that the orchestral world has limited seats for instrumentalists. These young musicians in school are not necessarily getting an education in which after graduation they can go forth and serve the community and create music. They don't have as much entrepreneurial skills as I think they need in order to go out and just start doing what they do, creating opportunities for themselves. So as part of Next Generation, the college level program, there are apprentices who work with Concert Nova behind the scenes. They can work in marketing. They can work in branding. They can help us get our programs off the ground and see what that's like, even to the point of, oh, wow, I have to go get water now. There's so many things that I need to do. Sitting in a board meeting to see mm-hmm. what that's like, mm-hmm. how to fundraise, how to write grants. And then part of this is also teaching them how to create an interactive performance, which is really the crux of what Concert Nova seeks to do in the community, is engage in dialogue with the audience, not just merely present a classical gem. It's presenting that with a perspective, with a view that's very personal.
Is any age too old to begin to study music?
Definitely not. Music is for everyone. It's universal. It's a language that is able to transform and speak to people in ways that words can't.
And I understand that your fund, Susan, is very interested in providing the highest quality teachers and mentors for these young musicians. How do you identify the teachers?
Well, Concert Nova is going now, as our artistic partner, will be identifying the teachers because we want them to have that kind of mm-hmm. level of teacher. We currently have 12 students. We will take them from any level of ability. We are not concerned with ability. What we're concerned with is their interest in classical music and their commitment to their lessons. And if it's ensemble playing, which is another area we can now get into with Concert Nova, then through high school, as long as they show that commitment and interest. So it takes quite a bit of money to support one child all the way through high school with weekly lessons of that kind of quality.
And are there any benefit performances or concerts upcoming?
At this point, we do not have something scheduled. What we usually have a biennial fundraising concert, and we hope to have one in 2018. Since we are having new partners with Concert Nova, we're kind of having to this year get our feet underneath us with all the new programs and what we're trying to do. But every year, the students give a recital in the spring, and so we will be having the recital.
I think what you're doing is unique and different and important, and I'd like to read a quote that you said was on your son's desk. Herman Miller wrote, "In the end, I think of music as the saving grace for all humanity. As the universal language, it transcends the boundaries of nationality, social strata, and political ideology. Whether we are educated or uneducated, rich or poor, whether we speak the same tongue or not, we still possess the ability to communicate our feelings to one another through music. The world would be a terrible place without it, a miserable place." Susan Carlson, you honor your son beautifully. Ixie Chen, thank you. Concert Nova, we'll keep our eyes out for that. And Brian Leshner from Activities Beyond the Classroom. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.